morning has turned to afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone.
But the grind carries on.
Not just the grind physically, but the grind mentally.
The Midday Grind, featuring a couple of TV jockeys who've also been through the radio wars.
Serious?
Martin Kilcoyne.
I was a little lit, so I was saying whatever I wanted.
And Charlie Marlowe.
Our top story tonight, John Jay will be back tomorrow. Here's him getting a hit in 2012.
It's the Midday Grind on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Totally unfair, but I bet people go up to Charlie Marlowe and say, oh, you're a great golfer. Big guy like you, you can probably hit it a ton. Mm-hmm. And then I think you're going to be terrible at golf. People probably look at you and think you're good at golf, but deep down, you're terrible at golf.
I am terrible at golf.
That's what I thought.
And I can hit the ball far once out about every five swings. And the other four, sometimes I swing and miss. Sometimes I hit it 250 yards to the left, 250 yards to the right. But yeah, one out of five, not bad, right?
We are at the St. Louis Golf Expo. It's the St. Charles Convention Center, and you heard the hours. Brian Beeke told us last hour they're here from 10 until 5 today, or 11 to 5 today, 10 to 5 tomorrow, and then 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. When you buy that $15 ticket, you get 14 rounds of golf. You get a sleeve of balls. They've got a couple of liquor displays inside. It's not just golf. When they do this like at the car shows, they have great food everywhere. No different here at the St. Louis Golf Expo. Come on in, meet the vendors, see the new equipment for 2018. We're going to be here till 1 o'clock, and then Andy Strickland, Hockey Sense, at the Slider House. And I don't know who's on the show.
Boring.
Whoever it is, it'll be boring. Do you know, Joe?
Yeah, Craig Button is calling in from South Korea.
Wow.
Interesting.
Is he related to Dick Button?
I don't know.
I think Dick Buttons.
Benjamin Button.
No. All right, this is Hoff. At the end of the day, you have a lot to get to. Dick Button, I believe, was a long-time figure skating announcer.
Correct. Yes.
Why do you know that?
Why do I know that?
Why does anyone know?
Ryder, how old are you?
32.
Chuck, how old are you?
I am 35.
How come Roderick knows who it is and you don't? Why do you?
I'm gonna tell you why.
I'm actually happy that I don't know that.
It's incredibly random why I know. It is a reference I made in an episode of King of Queens, which happens to be my favorite TV show.
And they made reference to Dick Button.
Yes.
He's the Bud Collins of figure skating. Does that help?
Yes.
I don't know who Bud Collins is.
You don't know who Bud Collins
is?
No. He was the Wimbledon guy for years on NBC.
Of course.
He was the analyst. And instead of saying great shot or really nailed it, he would just go, oh, yeah. Google it. Bud Collins reactions at Wimbledon. No, and the other thing is we tried to have him on the show. And he lived with a family. He was an older man, but he lived with a family in Boston. And you would call and do the Martin drinking game now. Random story right out of the gate. But you would call. Producer Joe could probably tell this story. And it would say, if you're calling for the Anderson family, hit one. If you're calling for Bud Collins, hit two.
If you're calling for Olympic gold medalist Dick Button,
yes,
hit three.
Correct.
1952 and 1948. You have Oslo in 52 and
St.
Moritz in 48. Dick Button, two gold medals in the Olympics. He's 88 years old, and he lives. He was born in Englewood, New Jersey.
Okay, does it say, is Craig Button related in any way? Does it mention family?
I'm going to look that up.
Anyway, Strick gets the boring call on all of his guests because that's what he did. I was talking with him, Tuna, Frank. Every topic I brought up.
Boring.
What's next? Oh, Jeff Fisher, quit talking about it. Michael Porter, quit talking about it. Kroenke, quit talking. Blues goalies, quit talking.
Let's talk about Edmondson's forearm.
Correct. Who's out for 6 weeks, by the way.
That's a bummer.
Which I'm sure they'll talk more on Hockey Sense coming up at the Slider House, which is at the corner of Manchester and Rock Hill. The Blues get a nice win last night, Charlie. Let's just call that a nice win. 6-1. It's a bounce-back win after getting hammered at home by Minnesota. The Kroenke sucks chant was out.
Love it.
Well, that was one of the questions. Is there a shelf life on that?
No.
The Rams left more than 2 years ago. Mocking Enid, because Strickland even said, oh, get over it. And I had to quote Frank.
Oh, Strickland, you get over it.
You get over it. I think you got another 5 years at least where you don't have to explain it to the young kids. What does this mean? Why do we hate Kroenke?
And look, at the minimum, you have an ongoing what do you call it, a suit against the NFL and the Rams and Kroenke. So until that thing ends, for sure we can do it. And I have a feeling we're going to do it forever.
And
we should.
And
we should like it.
It's not only the lawsuit. He's still holding you hostage with a lease. It's always about a lease with the facility at Rams Park. That at the end of that lease, and I think maybe it's another 9 years, 8, 9 years, he has the legal right to buy that property, that facility, for $1. It's estimated that its value is about $15 or $16 million, which, interestingly enough, is the same amount that the city, the region, spent during that relocation trying to keep the Rams. If. And I know the answer. This is kind of like saying, well, the Cardinals could redo Tommy Pham's deal, which I know Frank was advocating. It's not going to happen.
Frank, give him some of your own money.
If Stan Enos wanted to make any kind of friends here or save face at all.
No chance.
I agree with you. But if there was any part of him that said, let's just be somewhat civil about this, we could walk away from that lease and say we waive our right. Because to him, $16 million should mean nothing, but to him...
But he's cheap as hell.
Correct.
He turns down the thermostat when he walks in the room.
Is that accurate?
I feel like I've heard that story, and I'm going to go with it. I don't care
if
it's not
accurate. I do know for a fact...
I'm going to keep saying it.
Once he became the full-time owner of the Rams, people that worked there said they would look at like their paycheck, and all of a sudden like their insurance amount went way up. So then they would go down the hall and say, what? And they said, oh, well, Stan switched companies, and now you pay a higher percentage. Like... The first thing he did, not say, well, let's go get a good quarterback. Let's go get a good coach. The first thing he did was to alter the health insurance of the rank and file, we like to call them, at Rams Park.
Is there any way we can have the employees bring their own chairs and desks into the office? Look,
you know, Bill Scouting's been sick an awful lot. Do we really need him?
He coughs a lot.
This is what's going to happen. Because I saw an email yesterday, our guy, Isaac Bruce, great guy, he's having this charity flag football tournament going on at Rams Park coming up in May for charity, of course. Right now there's a bunch of kids playing soccer out there. So you know what's going to happen. That's going to be a great facility for kids to play flag football and soccer and all that. And whenever that agreement ends, Stan Kroenke is just going to rip it from us again with his greedy little finger so he can move up a spot on the Forbes list. That's all he cares
excellent,
about.
Excellent. All right, here's a proposal. You have to decide. Gun to your head. Your family's life depends on it. One meal, no. He agrees that the city of St. Louis, the region, the sports authority, they can have the building. However, it has to be called the Kroenke Center. You have to have his name and likeness on the side of the building. Will you cut that deal? It's forever known. Hey, where you got? Oh, we got a game this weekend. Oh, my eighth grader's playing. Where is it? It's at the Kroenke Complex.
Yeah.
It's at the Kroenke Center for children.
Couldn't you just put the logo on the back by the parking lot, by the dumpsters and all that? Look.
I think I would agree to the deal, and I would totally welch on it.
Yes,
I would,
absolutely.
I'd say, no, it'll probably, here's some drawings that we put together. Yeah.
Schematics. We have a lot of good schematics that we have saved over from all the stadiums that weren't built, unfortunately.
Here's some renderings with your likeness on the front of the building. In fact, it's a hologram. And then when the deal is signed, say, yeah, we're having some problems getting that done.
Doesn't it kind of tick you off, though, that if you're driving pretty much anywhere in this area – let's say you go to a strip mall, you're trying to go to whatever, Chipotle, you're trying to go to the doctor. You always see that sign, and it says the Kroenke Group. And they're buying land, or they got land, they're leasing something. Doesn't that tick you off?
And
you see it all over the place here.
And there's a lot of times, we would never be promoting vandalism.
But if you have a paintball gun.
There does seem to be.
I'm just saying.
There does seem to be a lot of graffiti that ends up on those particular signs.
And I don't advocate that. I
no,
just want
no, we are
to know
we
that.
Are discouraged by that. It's a bad sign for our community, et cetera, et cetera. The Midday Grind, Charlie, brought to you by Offenburg Hyundai.
Love Offenburg.
O'Fallon, Illinois. I was over there this morning getting a little car service done, dropped it off.
Who dropped you off there?
I drove myself. How about that?
It was good
job. It was a big boy day. Drove myself.
Attaboy.
And then to make the commute.
Who packed your lunch?
From O'Fallon, Illinois to St. Charles, I actually took the Stan Musial Bridge.
Okay.
But when you're driving along highways, and it's not just in Illinois, it's amazing how many highways are named after politicians. There's the Paul Simon Freeway. There's a Jerry Costello Interstate. And all these people are fine people. I would prefer to name it after fallen Marines,
agreed,
fallen police officers, which also takes place in a lot of areas. I just wonder who proposes those when it's named after the politician? Who puts that movement together?
The politician can't be the politician.
I hope not. I just, like, Stan Musial, perfect. That's the perfect bridge. That's the perfect guy to have a bridge named after.
But if Stan Musial was alive today, he would tell you he'd rather have the police officer or the fallen soldier with that name on the bridge over him. And the whole idea of the Mark McGuire Highway, come on, sports people, let's go. We don't need more sports people.
Other than
roads,
Stan.
And bridges. We love Stan.
Stan, it's different.
But again, even Stan would say, give it to the police officer.
And the wake of all the McGuire steroid talk, we've got to get rid of that highway. It's like, okay, it was stupid in the first place, and now it's stupid again, okay? Bottom line is Offenburg Hyundai for all your service needs, your brand-new car, your pre-owned vehicle. They have it for you. O'Fallon, Illinois, Highway 64. It's about 10 minutes from downtown St. Louis. It's about 15 minutes from the Stan Span, which I hate, by the way, the Stan Span. Although it is a beautiful bridge. OffenbergHyundai.com is their website. Pre-owned vehicles always on the lot. And beyond that, if you've done some research online and you know a vehicle you're looking for, exact year, make, model, just let them know. They will find it for you. They have a full-time buyer on staff. Part of the great service you get when Offenburg is associated with it. And Hyundai, well, you get the great manufacturer standing behind your car. They were the first to offer that 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. That's what they thought about their car. They knew they could slap that on there and feel good about a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Now other manufacturers have followed suit. It's Hyundai. It's Offenburg. The perfect combination. O'Fallon, Illinois, Highway 64, Green Mount Road. Also, Charles, chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. Valentine's Day is Wednesday, so you've got 5 days until Valentine's Day. What better gift? Little chocolate-covered strawberries. Get that at Chocolate, Chocolate, Chocolate. They use clean ingredients, meaning free from artificial colors, artificial flavors, preservatives, none of that at Chocolate, Chocolate, Chocolate. They offer a wide selection of Valentine's Day chocolates. Come in, create your own assortment, or go to their website, chocolatechocolate.com, for a list of store locations. Valentine's Day next Wednesday, and because you just had the baby, you should probably do something for Jess every day, not just on Valentine's Day.
That's accurate. And you know what? Yesterday, because we were at Meisner's Flowers, I said to myself, I thought like a good husband, I can't come back from a flower shop empty-handed. So what I got her, some nice, this spray to make your room smell nice, kind of like a perfume.
But that could be taken as
for
an
a
insult.
Room. No, because I tried it out yesterday at Meisner's, and I sprayed it.
Did
it
you layer?
It smelled fantastic. So anytime you have a room, you want to make it smell fresh and clean. We got this beautiful room spray from Meisner's.
Was she overwhelmed?
She was whelmed.
She was whelmed?
Because I told her, I said, look, this
so
is
so
kind of the precursor.
You didn't give me flowers?
No, look, this is the precursor to Valentine's Day. It's more special.
You're ramping up.
Yes, it's more special for a woman when you give them the flowers and the gifts on a non-holiday. They're expecting it on a holiday. When you do it on a non-holiday, they're like, oh, he's such a nice guy.
Can I tell you, the other day I was at Schnucks.
Schnucks.
Schnucks, proud sponsor of the show, but I go there all the time. I was just grabbing a few grocery items and waiting for my ride.
So beer and and nacho, some cheese and some chips.
I had to say, what are the staples when I go in there? We eat a lot of turkey.
Summer sausage.
Nah, a lot of turkey, usually beer, wine. Maybe some bread, a little bakery
cheese.
Bread.
You buy rich people cheese, I bet. They're really expensive.
I like the Irish cheddar.
Cheese,
like the Irish cheddar.
What about hummus? I'm a hummus guy when I go to Schnucks.
I love hummus.
Oh, yeah.
I do
like good hummus. And then you can get Julie's. This is not even a commercial for Schnucks, but it could be. Julie's spinach dip.
Mm.
They've been making that for years. Yeah, they've got the little gourmet area. Charlie, it's not that fancy. I know you got a fancy phone, but little gourmet area. But the point is, I was there, and they had some of these pre-arranged flowers, just a little bouquet, and I grabbed some for Kim.
Aww.
Just because it was out of the blue, out of the ordinary.
You said, Kim, I'm going to give you these flowers for giving me all these rides over the years and driving me to work and whatnot.
Charlie, I'll be getting you flowers for Valentine's Day. For
thank you.
All
I'll
the
take
rides.
The chocolate instead.
What was the point? There's always a point.
Schnucks.
Schnucks. No, chocolate, chocolate. We'll talk about Schnucks a little bit later. And Strick, we'll talk hockey coming up at 1 o'clock. The Blues winning last night. Carter Hutton was your starter again, and Andy made the point during the slop. There is no more discussion that needs to take place. Carter Hutton is being treated like the number one. There is no more appeasing Jake. If you watched how Mike Yost handled it, it's been Hutton, 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 maybe a Jake Allen start, Hutton, Hutton, Hutton. And the other day when I said I didn't like him pulling him out after the first period, he'd given up three goals. I think you leave him in, let him try and still win that game. Andy said they took him out because they just said, let's see what Jake's got. They just kind of wanted to see, but Hutton is still their guy.
I was fine with that move.
It's the reason they came back with him on Thursday night, so he's being treated as the true number one. What if you're Jake Allen and they tell you, yeah, you can have tonight's start in Winnipeg, a good team.
Impossible to win there, basically. I think they're 23-2. Yes.
Which is confusing because people go, oh, wow, 23-2? No,
20-3-2.
So they've lost 5 of 25 home games.
Here's what I loved about yesterday's game. I was there beforehand to interview Gary Bettman was there, of course, NHL commissioner, and also Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner. But then later on Fox 2, doing the highlights, Schenner obviously sets the tone with the fight. Then he scores a couple goals. It's a 6-1 final. And it was the first time I can remember in the last 2, 3, 4 weeks where on the highlights, we didn't show the goalie. So I'm showing the highlights, I'm writing them, and then I get to the scoreboard, I'm trying to look up some stats, and I go, oh, Carter Hutton stopped 23 of 24. But I don't want to say that didn't matter, because it did, but it was nice to have a game where you didn't really talk about the goaltending because they put a 6th spot on the board, and that's what this team needed after giving up 6 the other day.
And as Strick would say, boring. It had become tiresome.
Absolutely.
Every day, who's, hey, coach, you start, well, we're going to go with Hutton tonight. Oh, really? I think it's true that moving forward, you just assume Carter Hutton will play the majority of the games. Later in the season, who knows? You'd still have questions going into the playoffs. But for now, Carter Hutton, I agree with that premise that he's sort of being treated that way. Just assume he's kind of the number one goalie for now.
And also, I've said this, it's natural selection, though. What if Jake Allen tonight, on night 2 of a back-to-back, goes into arguably the toughest barn to win in and pitches a shutout? Or stops 35 of 36, and they win in Winnipeg. Jake Allen has the opportunity to get right back in there anytime.
Or he stops 38 of 41 shots, and they lose 3-2. There's always a little bit of a gray area there.
You know what, though? People gave Jake a lot of credit, as they should have. Last Thursday, when he had a good game against Boston, stopped 43 of 45. You had the goalie interference controversy. Played very well. They didn't win the game, but still I think a lot of people said, look, Jake is still out there playing good hockey.
Midday Grind coming to you live today from the St. Louis Golf Expo at the St. Charles Convention Center. Our text line, as always, it's 855-282-8255. Among the randoms of random, yesterday we got into a conversation, and all of a sudden I mentioned the Alton Giant. Because Burger King has that sign where it says, watch your head, 8'6".
Mm-hmm.
And it's a drive-thru for cars. I don't think Bill Walton's walking through there, and even if he did, he wouldn't have to duck.
What about somebody on stilts, though? Or Red Panda?
On stilts.
Red Panda on that really tall unicycle.
Watch your head. So we were just randomly talking. I said, well, unless it's the Alton Giant. And you said, that's weird. We talked about him on the morning after. So last night, my son Carson and Kim had been reading books, and he gets the Boy Scout magazine, Boy's Life.
I remember that.
And he said something about the Alton Giant. And I go, wait a minute. He goes, Dad, his name is Wadlow. And I said, wait a minute. Were you listening to the morning after? Were you listening to the midday? Unrelated to all of that, in this week or this month's issue of Boy's Life is a little feature about the Alton Giant, Robert Wadlow, who was like 7'3". When he was 13 or 14 years old, can you imagine the recruiting Cusimano would have done for his kids' team?
Okay.
We've got this guy in Alton. We're going to have him live with his grandma, who's out here in Chesterfield. And they're just dominating. But what are the odds that that guy gets mentioned in 3 different time slots, basically, during the day? How does that happen? Is there something in the universe that's that weird that we're all thinking about the Alton Giant at the same time?
I think it's because 590, and I love working at 590 for this reason, because the segments and hours are not so structured that you can just sit there and just talk about random stuff.
Coming up, why LeBron will win another title.
So, yes, all of a sudden you start a conversation with Bob Lanier because he played at St. Bonaventure's. Then you say, hey, he had big feet. Who else had big feet? Robert Wadlow, so on and so forth. And 5 hours later, 3 shows have all talked about the Alton Giant.
I love it. And we're going to talk to Jay Delsing, a little golf talk with him as we sit here at the Golf Expo. That's on deck here on the Midday Grind live on 590. Find us on the web at 590thefan.com. Nobody but a bow.